Gosh, it's been almost 5 years since Hans Christian King has been on the program with me, and we're going to talk about his new work, Guided, Reclaiming the Intuitive Voice of Your Soul. He, of course, is a direct voice medium, and he is with us in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, and our very special, cherished guest, Hans Christian King, back with us on Coast to Coast, his latest work called Guided, Reclaiming the Intuitive Voice of Your Soul. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Hans, especially if you're brand new to the show. He's a direct voice medium. He's been doing this for 60 years. His time-tested ability to communicate with angels, guides, loved ones in the spirit realm has been a very powerful spiritual, psychological, and emotional support system to the more than 60,000 clients through these private readings over these 60 years. His wide range of teachings include an extensive series of intuitive development classes. And he has had a radio show called Guidance for Your Life, Wisdom for Your Soul. And, of course, here he is back on Coast to Coast. I want to hear that voice. Hi, Hans.
There you are.
There you are. How have you been?
I've been absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking.
It's always great to hear your voice. My gosh.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Oh, my God. It has. I remember we had lunch. Yeah. Then I think you were on the show back in February of 2012, and then right. You joined the other side for a while and then came back from the spirit world or something.
I just needed a vacation.
Well, it's good. Good
it's
that you
to hear your voice, my friend. Of course, I can hear you all the time. I can hear you every night.
That's right. Where are you living these days?
Well, believe it or not, I'm still in Asheville for half the year, and I'm in Mexico for the other half.
Oh, you are? Wow.
Yeah, I'll be leaving out of here. Well, I've had a home there now for 19 years. So
are you going to crawl over a wall when you come back or what?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Hans, I got to tell you, so much going on in this country over the years that we've last talked, but your new work, Guided, is fantastic. And I got it in two forms. I got it in the hardcover and the paperback.
Yeah, we sent you the galley, and then we sent you the paperback.
Yeah, we got both of them, so that's cool. And people
I'm very
have been
proud of it. It's probably one of the finest things that I've ever been able to bring forward from spirit to the public, and it's just, I think it's beautifully created, and I'm very, very proud of it. It took us 10 years.
Well, what was so amazing is I really didn't realize 60 years you've been doing this. Wow.
Yeah.
Michael,
yeah, I've been
what
doing it since I was 12.
I was going to say, what were you, 10 years old when you started?
Just about 12. Yeah, and I'll be 74 on my next birthday.
How did this all happen for you?
You know, people always ask me that. It's a wonderful question, and my answer is I didn't know it wasn't. I always had it. I thought everybody had the same thing that I did. I didn't realize that I was not better then, but, you know, a little unique. And so I would talk to the spirit, and then, you know, they would say, tell so-and-so this or tell so-and-so that. I think what I really knew that got their attention when they told me one Christmas where my parents had hidden all the presents in the neighbor's garage. And I said, I know where those presents are. They're in so-and-so's garage. And he happened to be a policeman is right next to him. And they said, how could he know that? Well, I didn't, you see. I was told that. I myself can do nothing. I listen and I give the information out to the spirit. And that's what this book has enabled me to do. You know, this is 60 years accumulation of teachings and truths.
Are the same spirits that were with you then still with you now?
Absolutely. Now, it's a very good question, because, George, what they do from time to time, based on who the client is, some are gifted a little better with working with this kind of a situation or that kind of a situation. Most often, they join together in giving a statement to someone with all of their intentions to bring everything into it. One particular guidance, Sebastian, is my main guide. I've had him since I was 3 years of age. And they really have a contingency and a plan for everything in your life, because they have the other half of your blueprint. You know, they have a copy of the spirit, and you have your copy, which was stapled to you behind when you were born.
Can we move and alter these events in our lives based on what spirits would tell us?
One of the great gifts that the universe gives us is free will. And while the lessons remain the same, George, how you go about getting there can be altered to suit any way that you want. And Spirit will help you if you say, no, I really like doing it this way. Even though they may have had it planned this way, they will go over here and listen to you and do it your way. And, you know, in case you fall on your face, they have that contingency plan to come along and bail you out of it. But, yeah, you can, you know, if people always say, well, can you change your dharma? Well, one of the things you do with changing your dharma is be conscious of everything that comes out of your mouth. Be conscious of how you treat other people, because you're literally compounding your dharma. You're not careful.
Well, and we are at a time period right now, Hans. It's worse, I think, than what it was 5 years ago when we last talked, and even before that.
I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I'm utterly amazed. I'm not going to get into politics. I don't do that. But I am utterly amazed at what is happening to certain parts of the world.
I mean, you look at the big picture. So what is the big picture for us?
Well,
over the next 5 or 10 years.
All right. I hope everybody can hear this. This sounds kind of corny, but it's true. You cannot shine the dark and the light. The light will always prevail, even though it may get pitch black. The light will pierce the dark always. It always has. It always will. But man's inhumanity to his fellow man is shocking. That's the only... You know, the only thing I can say is when you live outside of this country, you see how, when you look back and you watch the news and you look back, you see how divided the country is. You see how angry people are. And it will change. That's a guaranteed fact. It will change.
For the better.
Oh, absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. Because if I thought that this is what there was, I'd have been out of here years ago. I know better.
We're coming up to a season, the Christmas time, which one of my favorite times. And I always remember, Hans, the book, It's a Wonderful, the movie, It's a Wonderful Life,
Yes.
Jimmy Stewart. And there were so many messages in that movie. If you really looked at the movie.
Right. Very subtle, some of them.
Yep. And it reminds me a lot about you and your teachings, because... You know, you have preached, and I don't mean in a ministerial role, but you have preached the goodness of humanity,
yes.
I think, as long as I've known you, and I got to believe way before that. Am I right?
Yes. I believe in the goodness of humanity because I know that each one of us is a representative of the Great Spirit. Each one of us are just... I'd like to say we're just baby angels having a human experience. I'm sure you've heard but in different ways. But we're just baby angels having a human experience. So that we, our source, our resource, which is part of what this book is about, tells us how to go back and connect with that resource and learn that we're not alone. But the media, and George, I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but I think social media needs to be redirected towards a lot more good than it was, what it is doing to them.
Oh, I think you're right. Absolutely.
Especially the children. Yeah. I'm very concerned for the children, to be very honest with you. I'm going to be doing a book for children down the road here. I have to say, give a shout-out to Simon & Schuster. They have absolutely been wonderful to me.
Good publishers.
Yeah, they are just absolute angels for me. I'm very grateful for all they have done.
And speaking of angels, are spirit guides angels, or is that something
yes.
else?
No. Angels... you know, the good book says that God will send the angels to take charge over you. You know, so there's angels in England where I found out exactly who I was and what I did. They're called guides, okay? I have what's called in England controls. Controls are the guides that help me to help the others. One thing I'd like everybody to know that no matter how dark it looks, they have an avenue out of it. No matter what it looks like, I don't care what it looks like, there is a way that you can bring yourself back into your own light, reconnect with your own source. Because we've lost our connection, George. I'm sure
yeah.
you believe that.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
We've lost our connection to source. And what the book is about, what my life has been about, is reminding people who they really are. See, I learned a long time ago from Spirit that who someone was and their behavior are entirely two different things.
I think we've also lost our way.
We have. We've absolutely lost our way. We've gotten so far away from truth, so far away from kindness, from generosity of heart, generosity of spirit. You know, when I travel and I go to other countries, I see what we would consider the poorest of the poor. They're always smiling, George.
Yeah.
They're always smiling. They're always happy. How are you, Mr. King, today? These people don't have 25 cents. But that's not where their happiness comes from.
They're happy inside.
They're happy inside. And that's what I'm talking about. Returning people to their source will make an enormous difference. As you know, I've seen over 60,000 people, George, in one-hour sessions, half-hour sessions, 60,000. And I have watched the consistency that the truth that Spirit gives them has in their life. Their fears disappear. Their anger disappears. When they understand that they're not here by accident, but by design, and what the heck is the design? Well, that's part of my work. We show you what the design is for you, and that's what the book is about, so we can reach more people and help explain it to them.
As a direct voice medium, do you also get a lot of spirits coming to you saying, I need to get this word out? I need people
Absolutely.
To understand this?
Absolutely.
How does that happen?
Well, I have a certain channel that I go to, and I leave myself available for where they may be coming from. So I don't just work daily with individuals. I also work with world events. And so the Spirit comes to me and tells me, I mean, I'm just one of many. I'm sure you're one of the same as I am. And they come to you and they say, you know, this is important to us. See if you can add a positive voice to this, or add a positive voice. As I remember when they were tearing down the Berlin Wall, Spirit was very involved with that. Mm-hmm. I think I talked to you at lunch about that.
Right.
And so that's why I think your show does such an incredible job, is because it shines many lights on one subject. So if somebody doesn't look at it this way, they might look at it that way. And so you bring these different people and authors and professionals on board to help people to see what it can be. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I have friends that are, and I love them to pieces, but I'm personally not. I believe, from working with Spirit this long, that the master plan is so huge that the light governs the master plan. Therefore, we cannot fail. But our mind chatter, I'll be known when I pass over one of these days, now hopefully not too soon, but when I pass over, I will be known for discussing the mind chatter. I said on a show, George, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, a TV show, they asked me what I thought the most destructive force in the universe is. So I said, human mind chatter.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah.
And when we learn to control human mind chatter, we learn to control anger, hatred, greed, and open ourselves up to all the possibilities that are there for humanity.
We
are basically a good people.
Why do you think the hatred and everything that's going on right now has magnified itself so much since 5-10 years ago?
There is a huge dividing line between, and I've said this now for at least 5 years, if we don't get the inequality in income, in health care, in care period, if we don't get that adjusted to down from where the top 1 or 10%, whatever, is raking in all the money and the middle class is getting nothing and the poor people are getting even less, then at some point you're going to have anger. That anger will lead to some kind of a revolution, and I think that's exactly what you see happening now.
I call it this divide between the haves and the have-nots.
Absolutely, George, absolutely. And it has brought down other great empires. We need to be aware, and we need to be careful.
Say what you will about Saudi Arabia, and boy, there's lots of things
to
say.
There's a lot to say.
They at least know the secret to keep their little kingdom going and keep the sheiks of Saudi Arabia, the Al Sauds, in power, because they do distribute a lot of the wealth to the people of Saudi Arabia.
Same in Abu Dhabi and the United Arab Emirates. They take the wealth and they share it with their people.
Call it buying them off, whatever you want to call it.
I don't care what it is, but it raises the quality, George, of the human beings in the kingdoms. We don't do that here. We let...
I think in Alaska...
Yeah.
They,
Alaska shares its oil revenue.
That's right. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they cut a check for every legal resident of the state of
Alaska.
Alaska, thank you.
We should do that here, as
a
nation.
We have the money to do it. It's not that we don't have the money. We have the money, and but I have been a big champion of social injustice. I think injustice, allowing poor people to exist in our nation at 40-some million, is unexplainable to the rest of the world. We can't explain ourselves.
And they're homeless.
And I was taking a taxi ride the other day to the airport in Cancun, and the taxi driver, a fellow by the name of Jose, he said to me, "Can I ask you, sir, a question?"
And he was Mexican?
He was Mexican. He was driving the taxi. And he says, "Why are the people in your country so afraid of everything?" He said, "For heaven's sakes, who's coming to get you?" He said, "I was visiting in your country," he said, "with my wife and daughter." He said, "We took her to Disneyland." And he said, "I watched the TV," and he said, "The fear, the anger, the people yelling at each other." He said to me, "What's that about, sir?"
But he's right.
What's that about?
How did you answer him?
I said, "They don't know each other. They don't listen to each other. They don't know where the pain is. All we teach our people is we're not quite good enough, George. Look on the front of any magazine, listen to any show. If we just do this, we can have more money. If we have more money, our life will be better. We don't talk about our children, just who they are being so wonderful, creating opportunities through our children, through their own eyes, rather than telling them what they're supposed to do, telling them what they're supposed to be. We don't do that."
No, we do not.
We're disconnecting from home. How many people eat dinner at home anymore? How many people eat breakfast together? How many families do that?
Together, you're right.
No,
I have seen people out to dinner, Hans, with their smartphones, all four people, let's say, sitting at a table of four, not one looking at each other.
There you go.
Texting away at somebody. Maybe they're texting to each other. Maybe that's the only way they can communicate.
I saw a family of five. The young kid couldn't have been more than 7 to 8 years of age. He had one of those smartphones. Everybody did. The waitress had to come back three times to ask them what they wanted to order, and they kept telling them, well, come back again. They weren't even talking to each other. And I go, wow. So if we have that kind of disconnect, that's why Hillary lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people, even though they may have been Democrats, says no one's doing anything for us. No one's listening to us.
It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We are in for a surprise in the coming election in 18. We'll have a little surprise there, but
another surprise?
Yeah, I think so. These people can't do what they said they're going to do, and they'll make even more people angry.
Let's come back in a moment, Hans. I want to talk with you about ghosts and how they fit into the scheme. Guided is the name of the book. Hans Christian King is our special guest, and his website, of course, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Our dear friend Hans Christian King with us. His latest work is Guided. We're going to take your calls with him next hour. I've got so much more to talk with him about, including ghosts and how they originate. So we'll do that when I come back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back, Hans Christian King with us, his latest book, Guided. And Hans, before we get into more of the interview, where do we get your book, Guided?
Well, you can go to my website. You can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, we even have our own, the book even has its own website, guidedbook.com, I believe is what it's called. And so if you go to my website, you can find out how to do just about everything there regarding the book.
Is a ghost the same as a spirit?
Yes.
No difference?
No. It's just we take on different roles, you know. Ghosts tend to have a bad connotation.
Scary connotation.
Yeah. If we just said a spirit was in the house last night, I get a lot of those things. People see their mother, they see their father, or they have a strong impression of something, and they say, "Is it a ghost?" just call it a spirit, because it is a spirit. A ghost is just something, a word we've attached to it. I don't particularly care for the word ghost. Absolutely harmless.
What do they want with us? I mean, I'm sure you get contacted by them.
Right. Most all the spirits that I have known who visit here are here to help. They simply want to help you in any way that they can. If they see you are stuck, if they see that you are off the track, if they see you're not listening to them, if they see that you're depressed, you're fussing, you're contemplating suicide, they work every angle they possibly can energy-wise to help to bring light into your consciousness, to overshadow the mind chatter, the negative mind chatter, and they work very hard at getting that done. That's been part of my job for the last 60 years, is helping people to see past their own apparent failures that aren't true and their own roadblocks that they put in their own. You know, most people don't realize that they're living the life they created. I find this amazing. But I said to a big audience, about 1,400 people the other day, I said, is there anything going on in your life today in this room that you did not create? Nobody raised their hand.
No. We've all made our own...
But when you get that, George, when you finally hear, oh, wait a minute. So then the same energy that created this that I don't want can create, using this energy, what I would like to experience of. You know, one of my pet peeves is never tell spirit what you want, because you don't know for sure what you want. How I tell people to pray is to say, I would like the experience of the following, please. That allows you wiggle room to back out if you don't like it.
Hans, the subtitle of the book, Reclaiming the Intuitive Voice of Your Soul, is just as important as the title, as far as I'm concerned. Tell me about that. What's that mean?
Going back to yourself, finding who you actually are, reclaiming. See, everybody is intuitive, George. Everybody can be trained. My school wouldn't be as successful as it is if they couldn't. So everybody can be trained, everybody. So it's teaching you how to go back and pick up your own credentials, if you will, to help you move forward. And it's an incredible, when you learn it, my graduating students will always say, I had no idea it was this, that this was this simple. It's difficult to get there, but once you get there, to operate it is very simple once you understand.
And you're very bullish on the outcome of this planet. You don't think we're going to get wiped out or we're going to destroy ourselves or anything like that.
You know how long people on your show have been asking me that question?
A long time.
A long time. And none of the doom and gloomers have ever been correct that I'm aware of.
I mean, you're very upbeat.
Well, yes. Look at the resources. Look at the spirits that we have. They're not walking around in spirit and saying, God doesn't love me, look what God did to me. No, they're saying, look around you. If you have decent health, breathe into it and say, how lucky am I? If you're not alone, say, how lucky am I? If you are alone, say, I know that there's a lesson in here for me to discover who I am before I present myself to somebody else. I need to clean. I don't want anybody to fix me. Every day that you wake up is a day you can change your life. Every day, because I work with it and I see it. If you choose to go down the road of victimhood and blame everybody else, you will surely fail in your own eyes. And it's absolutely unnecessary.
Is there a master plan for us? And if so, who developed it?
Well, it's been developed by the masters for many, many years. Thousands of years, actually, of human history. If you just go back and look at where we were to where we are today, you can see there has been a plan. War, pestilence, all of this stuff has always been eventually pushed aside, and the light comes through. You know, George, when you go outside of this country, they're not suffering like we're suffering.
No.
They're just not. They're not. And they don't understand how this great country that we are, that has helped so many people, that's loved so many nations, could tear itself to shreds.
Are you a believer in God, Hans?
I believe there is a God force. Yes.
Whatever.
I don't think God is a deity sitting on a throne. No.
No, I agree with you there.
But I think there is a God force at work.
Do you think the God force is evil in that? Does it destroy like the Bible says?
No, absolutely not. Remember something. One of the greatest gifts, I mentioned this earlier tonight, one of the greatest gifts that the universe and God ever gave us was free will. And spirit cries, I've heard them, when they see what we do to each other. They cry. None of that hatred, none of that anger, none of that resentment ever comes out of light. It comes out of the dark spot of the human consciousness.
When you are in this state where you communicate with spirit,
mm-hmm.
are you in a trance state, or what do you do?
Well, I am now. I was born a trance medium. And, George, that's just too hard to do. It exhausts me totally.
Well, it killed Edgar Casey.
It sure did. And so I'm a trance. I'm a slightly, use a little trance when I work. But I've grown my connection so strong with spirit now after all these years that I don't need to do much of anything except be still, be quiet, say my prayer, and go to work.
In the
my life's purpose has been about this, is bringing light into darkness. That's the only reason I ever came here.
Do you feel as if you're a messenger?
Yes. I don't think I'm better than anybody, but I do have a job.
Right.
And that job is to help bring light into dark. That I've done since I was... People always talk about I have this healing voice. Now, I listen to myself while I listen to the recording. I can't hear anything. But people say you have such a calming, reassuring voice. Well, that has helped a lot of people. I was born to serve and make a difference. That's why I was born.
In the 60 years you've been doing this, is there one story that stands out as probably the most amazing, most profound?
There was a lady who... lost her five children and her husband in an airline crash.
Oh, my God.
And she had prepared her will, and even their cat was on the plane. I mean, everything went down because it was a private plane. And someone told her about me, and she came to see me in my Bay Area office some years ago.
Must have been distraught. Jeez.
When I looked at this woman, her eyes were hollow. She had lost... Everything. And her son had said to her, he was painting the kitchen ceiling for the night before they took the flight. He says, Mom, I have the funniest feeling I'm never going to do this again. Well, and during the time I was with her, every single child came back. The husband came back. The cat came back. They gave her irrefutable evidence because, you see, she was leaving there to go kill herself.
Do you channel them? I mean, do
yes.
they speak through you?
Yes. They talk to me. Well, what they do is they talk to me, then I talk with them to...
Okay. All right. But it's still your voice.
Yeah,
you don't...
my voice.
Okay.
Well, people say sometimes I shift into an English accent. That's one of my guides, Simon. But what happened is rather than kill herself, she went on... to form a foundation that supports those left behind in tragic accidents. And she's become world-renowned. She's a lovely, lovely lady. She's a bit up there in years now, and she's going to retire. But she's helped so many people. And so the Spirit loves us, and they're there for us constantly if we just will find the truth. They'll say, no, I'm not willing to do this anymore. I'm looking for the light, and the light will find me.
So
I've had spirit give. I remember some people came home and found the mother on the floor bleeding out of her mouth and her nose, and she was dying. They rushed her to the hospital, and the daughter came to call me. She says, Hansi, you remember, did you read for my mom last week? I said, well, I have to look at my calendar. What's the list? She gave me that. She says, did you record it? I said, yes. I said, she told me she was going to have to hide it, lest at least the family find it. Anyway, they found the tape, and on there I had said to the mother, I'm afraid that you're very sick. You need to go see a doctor. You have something called so-and-so. It was a disease she caught in the jungles in Peru.
Oh, geez.
Year before. And they gave on the tape the name of the disease, which is not known in this country.
Doctors said, would never have found it.
No. And I got a call from the doctors from UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. So, I mean, I didn't know anything, you know. I'm just totally devoid of any of that knowledge, but Spirit knows it. And I have seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And they work those miracles for the non-believers as well as the believers.
What's the great message you'd love people to take away when they read Guided?
You are not alone. You have a resource you don't know you have. You are totally loved every day, every hour of every day. You are not alone. Put your strength, and Spirit, put your strength in the light, and you will be absolutely amazed what can happen for you.
Hans, is there also an alien agenda here?
Oh, I think so. I don't know much about that, but I know that I saw it with my own eyes in the Carmel Valley when I lived over there. And I just saw the spaceship come right there, but my back door was, and I got up, and I was in my PJs, and went out my back door and just watched it. It was right above the pine trees. So, you know, who am I to say what is and what is not?
Right.
I do believe we are not the only resource in the universe for intelligence. I just don't believe that.
See, I think when the Bible was written, it was based on extraterrestrial visitations.
Well, it has to have been. How else could they do all these things?
That's what they thought the gods were, for example.
You've been to teaching these on the Yucatan Peninsula. Mm-hmm. You know? How is it that those are built on the same design, exact measurements as they do with the pyramids in Peru and the pyramids in Egypt? How?
I know.
People didn't know each other.
It is remarkable.
I just like to leave myself open to all the possibilities. I think it's very exciting.
What do you tell people who are afraid of dying, Hans?
Oh, no, be afraid of living.
That's more dangerous.
If you want to be afraid of anything, be afraid of living, because the body will age. Dying is being born. Remember that we come from the spirit into this world with an agenda. We return home when we're done. It's just like, George, when we go, we look at the universities with our children to see which one they feel they can learn the best from, has the curriculum they're looking for. When the child goes off to that university, do they stay there? Do they become the university? No. They're there for 4 years, 6 years, whatever. They go back home again. And that's what we're doing. We pick a school where we feel we can learn best. There are many different levels of schools in the universe. We pick one. This one happens to be what I call very dense matter. These lessons here are harder to learn than in other realms. So this is a really good, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So the spirit is our reality. This is not our reality.
When you deal with spirits, are they coming to you to talk about the dead primarily, or
no,
everything?
No, everything. We deal with absolutely everything you can imagine. They encourage people I just out of curiosity, do you remember a man by the name of Earl Nightingale?
Yes, he was a writer, was he not?
He was a writer, and he had a radio show, and he was
That's
a
right.
man.
Yep.
He used to come and see me, and every time he did, he said, Hans, you got to write that book. You got to write that book. You need to guide them. You need to write that book. And so I thank George for that, because here it is. They come to us for everyday things if we need help. I say when I get up every morning, please present me with doors that I might discover what I need to learn for today and help me to be mindful of that. So every day it's a constant learning for me. But they're always there, and not just for me. They're there for everybody. I am no special guru. I simply know what I know, and I try to share that with the people.
Well, then you share it well, to be sure.
Thank you.
And you're not stopping, are you? This no. book is not your last, I trust.
No. In fact, I'm already talking to Simon Schuster about another book. I want to do a book on soulmate relationships. They sort of think that it's been done to death, but I don't think it's been done by me yet. So we'll see. And I want to do a book for parents on intuitive children. So those are out there. Those will be done.
How intuitive are children, anyway?
Extremely. We're the ones who talk them out of who they are.
We do talk them out of it. Why? Are we afraid?
Yes. We're afraid of what we don't know, and we think that we hold the answers. One of the great misfortunes is we actually, here, give an example. We will say to a child, if you, and it comes from love that we say it. If you are, our little child will say, you know, if you study hard, really hard, someday you can become somebody. What a horrible thing to say to a child. Because that child, by the way, already is somebody.
Is somebody. That's right.
Or, child isn't going to make it if you keep putting doubt on its mind that it has to work extra hard.
Well, you go up to a kid and say, don't spill that milk. What do they do? Yeah. They end up spilling it.
Spilling the milk.
Yeah.
So we have to change the way we present ourselves to our children. So that's one of my things that I want to do is get that book done.
How long did it take you to put Guided together?
We actually said on the website 10 years. I had the manuscript for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I used to say, you know, I'll write a book when, you know, when they bring me the publisher. Well, that's actually what happened.
They brought you the publisher.
Yeah, I never presented the book for publication to anybody.
You like doing what you're doing. That's important.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I can't imagine doing anything else. I mean, I've been offered beads and robes and, you know, to form big groups of people and have these big buildings and in the rainforest. My joy comes from working with the people.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back for a final hour to go, Hans, and we'll take phone calls as well. His book is called Guided. We'll take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM as we talk about the spirit world. Questions, maybe Hans will talk a little bit about you, too, when you call in.